Ukraine's military says it is trying to halt a Russian incursion into a border village in the Sumy region, where Moscow reportedly forcibly relocated around 50 civilians. Observers say clashes near the village of Grabovske mark a significant escalation in an area that had largely been spared intense ground fighting since Ukraine recaptured territory there during a counteroffensive in 2022. On Saturday, Russia's army claimed it had captured the nearby village of Vysoke, just a short distance from Grabovske. Ukrainian officials have not confirmed that claim. The renewed fighting comes despite US-backed diplomatic efforts aimed at bringing Ukraine and Russia closer to a possible peace settlement. Diplomats from the United States, Ukraine and Russia were all present on Sunday at the Vienna Hotel in Miami Beach, where discussions focused on ways to end the nearly four-year-old war. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington has not given up hope of helping to bring the armed conflict to an end.
We're going to work as long as it takes. And by the way, these are the meetings you know about, but there's talks going on every single day. There was a meeting earlier this week in Berlin. There's phone calls every day. But these are the meetings you know about, and everybody kind of focuses on them as big events. But there's work happening all the time that lead up to those meetings and follow those meetings.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said over the weekend that Washington favors a trilateral format, which would be a rare return to direct talks between Kiev and Moscow. However, Zelensky expressed skepticism that such talks would produce progress, while Russia played down the prospects of any trilateral meeting. Yet, US and Ukrainian envoys described the Miami discussions as productive and constructive, although no breakthrough was announced. Observers also noted that while diplomats from the three countries were in the same hotel, there was no genuine three-way session in which all sides negotiated together in a single room. For now, fighting on the battlefield continues, even as diplomacy struggles to gain momentum. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.